Can you imagine life without electricity? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Friday, April 10th, 2026, and we just heard 101 with Light 켜줘. Now, what would your life look like without any electricity? That would mean no phones, no Wi-Fi, no late-night ramen with a K-drama playing in the background. I'm talking about complete darkness.
Darkness,
literally. Which is why April 10th is a pretty big deal here in South Korea. It is Electricity Day! And it all goes back to one very special, specific moment. April 10th, 1900. At exactly 8 p.m. That's when three streetlights flickered on in Jongno, powered by a generator from the Edison Electric Light Company. Y'all, imagine being there. People probably confused and standing around wondering if the sun made a U-turn or about to explode. Who knows? That was the first recorded use of electricity for commercial purposes in Korea. But historical records show that the first private use of electricity came a bit earlier. Back in 1887, the first electric lights were installed at Gyeongbokgung Palace by Emperor Gojong. Fast forward to today. And my earlier question about life without electricity, yo, be honest, can you imagine living even a day without it? Electricity Day isn't just a history lesson. It's a reminder of how much modern life depends on power, from AI to your morning coffee machine. Everything runs on it. It does. So yes, next time your phone hits 1%, just remember, in Korea, it all started with three street lights and a whole lot of curiosity. And now, even some cars, y'all. Well, we have a perfect song for y'all right now. We have a song called Shining Bright, 빛을 따라서 by 첫사랑. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we have more music for you guys right now. We have P1 Harmony with Unique and Elast with Tame. Would y'all like a coffee or tea? That is right. It is time for y'all to take a break. Just take that quiet, short break. Sneak out from your workplace, or, you know, if you're babysitting, well, actually, if you're babysitting, focus on the kids, but pop on those headphones and listen to what I'm about to tell you right now. Now, speaking of electricity, do you think you've been using it a lot more lately? You know what I'm talking about. Turning up the AC. Well, we've been hearing that the world has been getting a lot hotter by the minute. But another problem we're facing is that this heat is causing glaciers to melt at a supersonic speed and rate. Recent states and stats show glaciers in the Himalayas, a major water source for about 2 billion people, are now melting more than twice as fast as they used to. Yikes! Yes, I just said that, y'all. Twice as fast. Now, according to researchers from the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, glacier thickness used to shrink by about 34 centimeters a year before 2000. Now, it's around 73 centimeters a year. Now, think about how much it'll add up after over a decade. A few decades, actually. So, they're saying that about 12% of the region's glaciers have already disappeared. Why does this matter, you ask? These glaciers actually feed some of Asia's biggest rivers, like the Yangtze River in China, the Ganges in India. And that means billions of people rely on them for drinking water, farming, and even electricity. So when glaciers shrink, it's not just ice disappearing. No, it means all of our daily necessities like water supply, crops, and power are at risk. Experts say and are warning us that without serious action, up to half of these glaciers could disappear by 2100. So, what do you think will happen then? Think about it, y'all. I don't wanna be in the name. Remember that song? I don't wanna see you around and miss you, babe. You know what I'm talking about. Then I don't wanna miss a thing. A catastrophe. Armageddon, y'all! Yes! That's what I'm trying to get. I forgot the lyrics to the song. That's why I just hum it. But that's what's going to happen. Yes. Anyways, we have the perfect song with the same title of the song I just sang right now. This is Aespa with Armageddon. Ready for your next Korea adventure.
Pack light, tune in, and
just go! Welcome to Just Go. We got Nail here in the studio where we're going to explore some hidden beauties of Korea's smaller cities and districts and many missed places. Welcome to the studio, Nail. Where are you going to take us today?
I feel like we're sticking with the accent.
I don't know why I have it.
We need to fade it out.
I gotta get it out of my system. Get it out, Brian.
But you know what? It's appropriate. I mean, yes. Korea's countryside in its own way. And, you know, when you think of, I mean, cheese in general in the United States, people often tend to think of, like, Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
Wisconsin's
known for the cheese.
And Korea definitely has a place when people think cheese. Mm. Yeah, when they think cheese, they think of this specific place.
I know it because I went there last year for the first time in all my time in Korea, and I was blown away.
Did it have anything to do with cheese? Was the purpose of it
they
cheese?
They had a cheese amusement park.
I know, but did you go because of the cheese?
No.
To promote the cheese? To taste the cheese?
The group that helped me with the content, one of the people on the team, she was originally from there.
Ooh, local.
So she had the idea. And in her mind, she was like, I bet you Brian has never been there. So let's surprise him and take him there and tell him that it's like a hot spot in Korea where you can go and relax and not have to do anything but just enjoy a resort. And I was like, okay. I'm down. Never heard of it. And they said, one rule, you can't go online and
research it.
You can't check out what the place is, but trust us. And I was like, all right, let's do it. So up until the day before I went, I didn't do any research on the place.
That's
so fun.
Didn't
even know that it was known for cheese or anything.
I love that.
I get there. It is all farmland.
Yep.
I see a lot of cows,
relaxation.
Goats. No, it is peaceful. not much to do. Not a lot of young people. Mm. Not a single, let's say, hip restaurant or cafe out there. Yes.
And you know what? It's because they send out their cheese to the hip restaurants and other sides of Korea.
That's true.
Where it's from. That's where it's from. And
that's
it's
true.
Imshil.
Yes.
Imshil, yes. And it's actually Imshil-gun. We talked about the different divisions like the gun, li, myeon, but this is Imshil-gun. Mm. It's in Jeollabuk-do and from Seoul. What, how did you get there? Did you drive?
We drove because from my house where I live in Pyeongtaek,
Okay. So you guys are a little more south.
It took about 2 hours.
Okay, that seems about right. Yeah. So if you go from Seoul and you drive, it's closer than Jinhae that we talked about last week. So it's 230 to 260 kilometers, depending on where you are. So if you're driving 3 to 3.5 hours, but again,
dang,
KTX.
From Seoul, okay.
KTX saves the day with 2.5 hours. And if you really want to enjoy...
Dang, with the train?
With the train. But you
it's
know
faster
what?
For me to drive my house. Dang.
True. And if you're, I want to say under the age of 25, I just spat everywhere, 25, you enjoy slow, leisurely travel, buses are a really fun way to travel. I'm just saying, and I'm saying this from my experience, buses, and it takes a long time, but you have your stop.
I feel like anybody
stops.
Under 25,
yeah,
fun would not be the word you would choose.
Why?
A 3.5 to 4 hour travel,
but it's
time
everything
is
so
long.
Maybe I'm just like, I'm kind of a positive mind, but this is what I did during
my
college days.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what do you mean for us?
Like, we like that quiet and peace and that alone time. We can listen to music, podcasts, you know, stuff like that. Focus on our own me time.
Oh, man. I thought I was kind of like in the middle. Don't you guys want to explore and like go
Some people
to...
like that. But some people are like, go, quick, quick. I'm going to get there now kind of people. For those kind of people, I feel like that could be a long...
You guys are for the metropolitan area. But you know what? Yeah. If you want to go the places where people haven't been, buses, trains, yeah, lots to see in Korea. And it's all, I would say... It's so 매력적이요. It has its own charm to it. So bus is longest. But if you really want to get there quick, 2.5 hours to Imsil from Seoul.
Alrighty. So this week, I'm curious. What's the connection with the music you chose to the area today?
I'm so sorry. We're going to continue with the spring theme because it's still spring.
So this week, this is going to be spring. Last week,
for
spring.
The entire month, we need to use up every K-pop song that has been written about spring and cherry blossoms. So
all of April is going to be just spring.
Pink,
Avril.
Spring. Avril, that's right.
Avril is going to be just spring?
That's right. So yes, we do have yet another song. But you know what? It's a bit of a...
Niall has no creative juices this month. She's just going to go with one topic.
I'm embracing the new life of spring.
Oh, I just realized your shirt kind of almost looks like a hanbok.
It is. It's
it's
a Haemar hanbok because, you know, I am promoting different areas of... That's not why I wore
it,
but yes, of Korea.
But it does work with it
because
we're promoting Korea.
And it's like kind of a kenari flower yellow color.
You look like egg yolk.
Egg yolk, because I'm wearing white on yellow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's kind of like off white, so it almost looks like a rotten egg. Underneath.
Whoa. Underneath. That's offensive. Let's say meringue and custard is like a nicer way to put it.
We're gonna debate more on what the actual colors are as the song's going out. This is our spring themed first song for today. It is Hi Po and an IU with Not Spring, Love or Cherry Blossoms. 봄 사랑 벚꽃 말고. 벚꽃 말고. That's my country version. Yes. We're talking about Imsil right now.
Yes.
Cherry Blossom Song Festival will be held on April 12th. And it starts at 3 p.m. So if you guys want to go, the competition details are, of course, available. And, of course, a total of 123 teams entered the preliminary round.
Right. So Imsil is, the reason why we're continuing with the cherry blossom theme is because all of these regions at this point for the next entire month is holding something that has to do with cherry blossoms. But they have these gatherings in springtime. This is where all the, I guess, there's some sort of charm about local singing competitions where, you know, older people come out and sometimes Koreans are very... people filled with a lot of dance spirit, and so old or young, you get there and, you know, they've had a few makgeolnis and
they're
dancing.
I can just do a seance and have actual spirits.
So this is what's happening, you know. They have these competitions at Bungeosom. It's in Imsil, and right, so judging will be conducted by professional judges at this time. And you know what, if you want to just, you know, take a whip at the 5 million Korean won prize, and the grand prize is 2 million Korean won, so you can sign up for it. Okay. Maybe I should sign up for one of these countryside ones and sing like a trot song. It's kind of like become one of my bucket list.
In like a
small town singing competition.
And take my husband to dance with me.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh. Is there a trot song that you
maybe
like?
Maybe we should change it into a trot version, kind of like the 봄사랑 벚꽃 말고, but then sing it in like a, you do the kaka sound with. Anyway,
because if you look online, actually, there's so many AI versions of K-pop songs that are changed into trot. You can actually have a songwriter be like, "Hey, give me an instrumental version of the song now, so I can sing it."
You know what? I heard Park Jae-won's "Momme" in trot version. Have you heard that one? Yeah, go hear it afterwards. It's super interesting.
That's creepy.
I think he actually shared it on his story, and it was. I was like, oh, that wow, is, he likes it.
The only thing I listen to are like the R&B pop versions of our songs, but they're always female singers, which I like. It almost sounds like a Brandy and Monica or Whitney Houston version of our songs.
Ooh.
And I love those versions.
All right.
But if they did a trot version of our songs, I'd be like...
Okay, that's what I'm gonna do a Fly to the Sky trot version song.
I mean, as
what's
I
a
mean,
good
Lonnie's already doing our song. I mean, not no, our songs, but
what's like a good twist? What do you think would be a good twist for like a trot version of any of your songs?
I don't know, because all of our songs are breakup music, so it's good
that's
for
true.
Trot.
Trot is...
I guess... 남자답게 would be a good trot song.
남자답게. 근데 난 여잔데? I'm a girl. Okay, anyway.
But you changed the lyrics to 여자답게.
All right, Brian gave me permission to change it to 여자답게 trot song.
Yes.
And you know what? I'm going to go out to one of these competitions one of these days. So watch out, world.
Well, I mean, the date's right up here.
Yep.
Do the one on April 11th, which is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, basically. The whole point of this segment is that I just want people to get up and go. And, you know, if it's like a 2.5 hour, why not? Why not? But for next year, I'm going to practice and prepare and rearrange Brian's song.
Why next year?
Because I haven't rearranged your...
Next year's not promised. What if a meteor hits us? You know, do it now.
여자답게를 I will rearrange it and let you know.
And your husband will dance in the background.
Yes, he will. It will be an interpret. It will be an interpretive
dance.
Your
baby can do one of those like
flag waving.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what? Imshin, actually, it's more than just this competition that we just talked about. KBS actually held, you know, the 전국 노래자랑?
Was it Imshin?
Yeah, it was in Imshin.
When?
Yeah, it was just recently. They filmed it. And it actually was at the amusement park that you talked about, the cheese-themed amusement park.
Oh, it was there.
Yeah, and so this is KBS's 45-year-old flagship show, and it's everybody in Korea knows it. And this is the thing that I like, that everybody participates, old people, young people, and you see some pretty interesting, fun people on it. So maybe this is what I'll do. 전국 노래자랑 with 여자답게.
They have really good cheese there.
Yeah.
I was surprised they even had like halloumi there.
Oh.
Mozzarella. I mean, mozzarella is typical, but halloumi, brie, camembert.
Ooh.
They have all the cheeses you can think of there. And then they at the actual cheese theme park, at the top of the park, it's like a big hill.
Yeah.
There's a restaurant there.
Oh.
And they make their own, like, I guess, oven brick pizzas there.
Oh.
And the chef's been there for a while. So he's been on TV a few times because a lot of people go there to film. And then there's a very famous person who came from another country. His statue's there.
I want to say Italy. No?
No. I'm not sure either. There's
France,
two countries I'm thinking. I remember I learned it was either Denmark or Amsterdam, one of those countries.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So somebody who's famous for cheese.
Yeah.
All right.
Came into Korea years ago. I want to say like 60 years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah. But when I saw the statue, I was confused because... Look like the
is KFC he the father?
Dude.
Is he the father of cheese to Korea? Did
I
he give
guess.
Us cheese? I need to research this.
I learned
this.
All this, but I forgot it because they told me right on the spot. So
you know what? The history of Korean cheese, everybody. At Imshin Cheese, Imshin Cheese Tema Park, theme park. But yeah, this entire thing is built around the cheese industry that's in Imshin, and yeah, it is considered the birthplace of cheese in Korea. So maybe that guy did bring
and
it.
They're
to...
very, very proud of their cheese there.
Yeah, I'm
sure. If you tell
them
any other part of Korea, it's like, oh, I had good cheese in Daejeon or Busan. I was like, 아니야! 임실이 제일 맛있어. They're very proud of the cheese.
I like that. Yeah. But you know, when you go there, you can actually taste for yourself and see. You, there's cheese making experiences.
Everywhere.
Did you make your own cheese? They have this making your own cheese.
Do it yourself. I haven't tried it. I just ate a lot of cheese.
And then you can make your own pizza out of the cheese you made. Cheese cooking classes. So it's fun for families and adults all alike. You know the place that they filmed the 전국 노래자랑? It's actually a rose garden, which I thought, huh. Rose garden in the cheese. It's very like, it's a beautiful farmland kind of vibe. So
roses on my charcuterie board that has cheese on it.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe
see, that's so
that's
what they're going for. That's what they're going for, the beauty and cheese. Yeah. But yeah, it's actually a pretty big scale because they have 200 variety of roses, 20,000 plants, and it's a really good photo spot.
It is beautiful.
If you look up on Instagram, it's definitely the photo spot for Imshil. Background is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
But yeah, and they also have rose, because it's a rose garden, they have rose festivals. Yeah, so lots of nature, walking around, and very European-style decorations here and there. I mean, it makes sense. Cheese, roses.
And the theme park isn't that big.
Yeah, it's not. It's like a good leisurely half-day visit.
Only thing is, it's just very uphill.
So bring your hiking shoes, folks.
But the bad thing, and the good thing is, you go up, but when you're done, you go back down, so it's not hard. It's easy to go down.
It's worse on your knees. Downhill is worse on your knees, so be careful. But yes, it's easier for your lungs and heart.
Yes.
Anyway.
And you need that because you'll be eating a lot of cheese and you'll burn the cheese calories off.
That's true. But there, as long as you didn't have carbs.
Yes. Well, since we are talking about cheese, and since today's topic is still spring.
And food.
We got to listen to two songs connected to all of that.
Yep.
First up, we have a group called Cheese singing Mango, and then Portable Groove 9 singing Amelie. All right, that was Portable Groove 9 with Amelie, and we're back.
Hello.
And it's time for Go or No Go. And as the song was going out, our producer and our writer found out I was wrong about Amsterdam and Danish.
It was a good guess.
Yeah, it was similar in that realm of countries where the statue and the guy who came to Korea to bring cheese is from. Where he's from, he's actually from
Belgium.
Yes.
You know what though, it was, I thought, okay, cheese, roses, I'm like, okay, this reminds me of some sort of like, you know, Dutch thing. So I thought it would be Amsterdam or somebody from there, but
so did I.
He's actually a priest who came to Korea and he spread the good news of cheese.
Yes.
I remember them
telling me something about like religion, and that's why he came to Korea.
Right.
First.
I'm guessing he came because there were a lot of Christian missionaries who came into Korea, but I guess he gave Imshil the technology to make cheese, and the rest is history. They now make Korea's best cheese, probably the biggest production of cheese within Korea. So that's what Imshil is not known for, thanks to this guy. So rightfully so.
And he changed his actual foreign name to a Korean name while he was there. I wonder if he was like, in the Father and the Son and the lactose intolerance.
Lactose intolerance. These people need their own type of cheese.
They need their own type of cheese. So,
all right.
Since you've never been there.
Yes.
And I have too many times.
Oh, is it too many times?
No, I've been there so many times. If you watch my channel...
Oh,
it wasn't once or twice.
Okay, I will
Plenty
go study up and see how many times Ryan went.
From what you've studied and you've researched, would you go or no go?
Yeah, I would. I really would. Okay, first of all, I grew up because my family actually, they're in the dairy business. So this would be their competitors in some ways. And they do also make cheese. So I'm like, huh.
Where?
It's in, you know what?
Canada?
Let's cover that. No, in Korea.
Oh.
So yes, it is big competition. Right? No, there's no competition. Imshil is the biggest. But I've tasted cheese from, I guess, my side of the family. And let's talk about their region some other time. But you know what? I would love to go check out what it's like there. This sounds weird. I love cows. I grew up near cows because they grew up... I dairy farm, right, guys? So I would love to visit. And you know what? If you guys know me at all, I love cheese, like any type of cheese.
And I'm the same way. Cheese is the bomb.
Yeah, any type of cheese. So if you take me to a cheese factory, cheese dairy farm.
I almost killed my
friends
2 weeks ago.
You cooked your friends? What? Sorry. What did you say?
You have a hearing problem.
I do.
I said I almost killed my friends.
Okay, that's close.
But the reason why is because we went to get dakgalbi.
Uh-huh.
And the lady was like, oh, I'll put cheese in it. And they go, we don't want cheese. I was like,
why?
Don't put the word we. Just because you don't want cheese in your dakgalbi, I wanted cheese in my dakgalbi.
That's not a full dakgalbi.
And
you didn't have cheese.
My friend
on
didn't
it.
Want cheese on the dakgalbi, but me and the other two friends wanted cheese. And I almost murdered my friend because.
Were they Korean or not Korean?
Kyopo.
Huh.
I was like, why don't you want cheese? He goes, oh, I just had cheese too much the other day, so I didn't want.
What?
I was like, so you're going to jeopardize the whole, you know, table by you not wanting cheese? I was like, how about this?
Cheese on
how
the side.
How about we just put cheese on the side? That way we can still, you know, she was like, oh, that's right. We could do that, can't we? Duh.
You know what? I think Koreans have, and their relationship with cheese has evolved in the past maybe 2 decades where we almost combine cheese with any sort of fusion food, and it's its own thing. And maybe people from countries like, I would understand if you're from, I don't know, France or other Italy, other parts of Europe where they make really good cheese, and it may feel like it's an abomination of some sort, but it's its own thing. Koreans using that kind of cheese into dakgalbi, even 볶음밥, 절판 볶음밥, and things like that. I'm hungry now, but you need to appreciate it for what it is.
I love it.
And it's all thanks to the priest who came to
Imshin. From Belgium.
Yes, from Belgium. Thank you, sir.
How do you say thank you?
Belgium. You know what? They speak French in parts of Belgium, so I guess you could just say merci.
Yeah, but he also changed the name to Korean, so 감사합니다.
That's true.
So now we're going to have to end our segment with another song related to, I'm assuming, spring?
Yes.
So we're going to bounce out of here. Get it? Spring.
Spring out of here, guys.
Yes.
You know what? People often say they 가을 타다, as in you feel a little melancholy during fall. But people don't usually say that about spring. But this is actually a song by your friend that you mentioned a few segments ago. Do you know the song?
English title. And I was like, what does that say in English? And then I had to look at the Korean title.
Can I read it in English? I thought it was Bomtan.
that's what I thought too. I was like, what in the heck is Bomatana Baba?
It's like a vacation spot in the Caribbean.
I thought it was like a gang word, like Bomtana Badaba.
Yeah.
It's actually in Korean, Bomtanaba, but I guess they wrote it in English too, but it's actually Bomtanaba. Bomtanaba, Bomtanaba.
Is that what this song sounds like?
I really don't know the song. So, 인구가 미안해요. 이 노래 못 들어봤으니까. We're going to actually check out the song. It's going to be our last song taking us out for our 임실 episode. And it's 서인국 singing 봄 타나봐. 봄 타나봐. And, Niall, we'll see you next week in another area in Seoul. On That's All Korea.
Ooh, yes. Bye-bye.
Well, that is all the time that we have for y'all today. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed our new segment since last week. And taking us out, we have a song by Daybreak called Drip Duh. Our producer is Chaedong Gwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian. This has been K-Pop Connection. And you may disconnect now.